Have you ever been to Patterson?
Yeah, yeah. It's actually a pretty ugly place.
Have you ever been to Patterson?
I'm not sure that going to Patterson made me understand the poem better.
Have you ever been to Patterson?
It's the same way that when you hear church bells ringing, you can actually hear all sorts of words in it.
Have you ever been to Patterson?
Well, I went there one time, you know, and
it's the same way that when you hear church bells ringing, you can actually hear all sorts of words.
I don't know what I was expecting. I don't know. I wasn't expecting some sudden revelation. I wasn't expecting that the truth of the poem would jump out at me, especially because the poem is itself about those blockages. But I just wanted to see what it felt like as a town. A lot of it seemed pretty abject, you know. A lot of it seemed really depressed, down in the mouth.
It became a place of enormous sorrow, I would say, as well. You know, there were many inequities as in all cities, and many different lives had converged there in very, very different circumstances. I do think that the poem just embraces the city and its largeness and its oddness and it's almost any city, finally, you know. But it's very specific also to Patterson.
You know, Patterson, once you're around here a while, you realize that it's very difficult to absorb an overall kind of scheme, you know. It comes at you in like sort of, you know, from absolutely nothing to a barrage of images or sound or, you know, whatever. And that's what it was always like for me growing up here.